This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm JB Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to Season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from How Stuff Works. Hi, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. As the old saying goes, nothing is certain in this world except death and taxes and the unnecessary premature flush of an automatic toilet. If you've ever set foot in a public restroom stall and immediately been greeted with the jarring sound of a mechanized deluge of water, you're not alone. According to the Environmental Protection Agency, there are about 27 million self-flushing toilets just in the United States, and many of these motion sensor-equipped machines exhibit the disconcerting behavior known as phantom flushing. Sometimes referred to as ghost flushing, this is the phenomenon of a toilet's water refill valve switching on after a period of inactivity. It can actually happen in old-school manual flush toilets, too, due to valve deterioration. But when it comes to automatic flush toilets, the occurrence seems so common that it's almost expected until, of course, you need the flush and then the motion sensor seems to fail you in every way. But why did society decide to move toward an automated flushing system in the first place? And has the move helped or hurt attempts to save water? The trend toward automatic flush toilets took off in the 1990s. Touch-free bathroom fixtures were marketed as more hygienic options for high-traffic areas like airports, and eventually they were also touted as water-saving solutions in drought-affected states like California. But according to environmental advocates, the original automatic flush products did nothing to serve the environment. In fact, the older models were suspected of causing more harm than good. The EPA even claimed that about 26% of the 27 million automatic flush toilets around the country flushed at volumes higher than the federal standard, which is 1.6 gallons or 6 liters per flush.
and that some flushed as much as 3 to 7 gallons per flush. That's 11 to 26 liters. We spoke with John Kohler, an engineer and water efficiency expert. He said, when compared to a manual flush toilet, there's no way that automatic toilets save water, because what can be better than a single flush per use? The typical automatic flush toilets have the propensity to double flush, triple flush, or even worse, due to being out of adjustment, poorly installed, or poorly maintained. So there's no water conservation benefit with automatic flush toilets, but there is the potential for water waste. To quantify just how much water was being wasted, Kohler and his colleague Bill Gawley developed something called the Maximum Performance or MAP testing protocol to provide an independent assessment of toilet water efficiency. Armed with the MAP test, Kohler and Gawley conducted one of the only studies to date examining water use by automatic flush toilets as compared to manual flush. The pair found in their 2010 research that compared to manual flush toilets, automatic toilets increased water consumption by 54% due to phantom flushing. But according to plumbers in the field, automatic flushing technology has vastly improved in the 8 or so years since Kohler's research. We also spoke with Brian Miner, owner of Bay Area-based Miner Plumbing. He said, automatic toilets do in fact save water because people have a tendency to think that if you hold the handle down longer, it will have more flushing power. Well, it's more water, but it certainly isn't more flushing power. He says that while older automatic models weren't up to task, newer models are in fact eco-friendlier. And although some have blamed years of phantom flushing from older models on poor installation and maintenance, substandard technology and poor training may be the more likely culprits. Miner said, plumbers weren't given a heads up on the new technology. This product was slapped on our knees and we were left to figure it out and make it work. That being said, it's really tough to mess it up and make it so that the toilet is phantom flushing. The blame is really on the product. It was new and it was faulty. He also said that installation should always be taken care of by a professional, although newer automatic models are a lot more user-friendly. Kohler agrees that phantom flushing shouldn't be pinned on plumbers. He said, ignored maintenance, deferred maintenance, or poor maintenance could all lead to faulty performance of the flush sensor used to trigger a flush. In addition, many of these so-called automatic flush toilets are installed in toilet rooms subject to abuse by the public or others. High-usage toilets need to be monitored for performance by the maintenance personnel and fixed when needed. This does not always occur in many installations. Miner also alluded to another reason automatic flushing toilets may no longer be the major water wasters they once were. Some brands are partnering with the EPA to create eco-friendly products that are performance-tested and validated by various agencies to meet the EPA's gold standard. High-efficiency toilets that meet the EPA's stringent guidelines get a WaterSense label, letting customers know they're purchasing a product that's expert-approved and much less wasteful. WaterSense products flush at 1.3 gallons or 4.8 liters per flush, which is 20% less water than the federal standard. And the EPA says there's more to save than just water when purchasing a WaterSense product. They estimate that a 10-story office building with 1,000 occupants could save 1.2 million gallons or 4.5 million liters of water and more than $10,000 in water costs by replacing old automatic flush toilets with WaterSense labeled models. The agency wrote in a statement, if commercial facilities nationwide replaced all of their older, inefficient flushometer valve toilets with WaterSense-labeled models, we could save nearly 39 billion gallons, or 148 billion liters, of water per year. That's equivalent to nearly one full day's flow of water over Niagara Falls. So, if you're planning to purchase your own automatic flushing toilet at home, be sure you look for the most up-to-date products out there. And if you're walking into an out-of-date public restroom, beware of phantoms. Today's episode was written by Michelle Konstantinovsky and produced by Tristan McNeil. For more on this and lots of other efficient stories, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. this time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.